The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning, 6 a.m. You'll find us here every Sunday morning, 6 a.m., 100.7 WHD. Today's topic on GPS for Your Finances, questions and answers. Yes, at MahoneyGPS.com, we have a mailbag session where you can place your questions, and from time to time, we'll do the questions and answers right here with you. So let's jump right into it. First one's resources. What resources do I use? Now, on a daily basis, I use Dow Jones News Services, Reuters, different tweets that I follow. I follow Yahoo Finance. You name it, I'm pretty much reading everything all day long throughout the day. Reading and writing is kind of what I do. But for you at home, again, that's a little too much. I don't think you have time to do that every day. That's not your profession. But let me give you some really good resources that you can use. First off, if you're really into this stuff and you understand this stuff, you know, investments and finance, retirement, and so forth, Barron's comes out every Saturday. Barron's is put out by Dow Jones News Service. It's a great, great read. Now, again, it's a heavy read. It's not something you flip through like the comic section of the Sunday newspaper. But again, it goes into everything. It goes into the economy, other national, other economies around the world, markets, corrections. Gives you points of views about the bullish points of view, bearish points of view, what's happening. A lot of feature articles in there. So again, if you really want something thorough, something that, you know, that's really kind of deep, something that can help you kind of figure out where you want to go with your investments, I would say Barron's is probably one of the best resources. It comes out once a week. As far as finding actionable ideas, stocks to buy specifically, I would look at Investor's Business Daily. I know, again, people say Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal does a great job, Wall Street Journal. And, you know, they cover a lot of the big pictures and so forth, but they don't really give you actionable ideas. Investor's Business Daily literally writes out, you should consider stock. Look at this stock. Again, that's your first point. I'm not recommending that you go to Investor's Business Daily, get the newspaper or online, and start buying everything they recommend. But it's a good starting point. And what they do something very simple. Over time, William O'Neill, the founder of Investor's Business Daily, he went back like 30 years and tried to find all the different characteristics of a company or a stock that did very well. And he noticed a whole bunch of correlations. One is that the company was in a very strong industry. You know, let's say an industry that's out of favor. It doesn't matter how good the company is. If an industry out of favor, according to the research, it's not going to do very well. So the first thing they do in Investor Business Daily, they actually take a look at what group they're in. And they actually label it A, B, C, D, just like, you know, your report card. So A group means it's a strong group. B is a pretty strong group, so forth and so on. So that's one of the correlations they found. And also Investor Business Daily, momentum, price momentum. And that is, you know, how well is the stock doing? Let's say you said, gee, I've heard the story of the stock. It looks really interesting. And you look at a chart, and it's been going down for 3 years straight. Well, you know what? From 100 down to 1 being the worst for Investor's Business Daily, what they'll do is they'll say, okay, that's a 10. So, again, not to say that everything that is group A or high price momentum of a 90 or more, let's say 90 to 100, is going to lead you to the promised land. But it's a good starting point that you're probably looking at companies that are in good groups that have pretty strong momentum price-wise. And according to them, you buy high and sell higher. This is according to this Investor Business Daily. Finally, another, again, there's so many things with Investor Business Daily, but the other characteristics. So number one was group, we said. Price momentum, and the biggie is earnings per share growth. And companies that exhibit great growth, well, guess what? Those great growth companies, great earnings companies, they tend to do very, very well. So again, they're ranked also from 100 all the way down to 1. So if you get Investor Business Daily, it's hard to get every day, but you can get the weekend series. There you'll find the leaders. They'll show you charts. They'll show you all the different things. Group, A, B, C, D, E, just like your report card. Show your price momentum, 100 all the way down to 1. Again, higher being, generally speaking, a better thing. And earnings momentum. You know, those companies that have good earnings, they can do a lot of things with those earnings. They can buy back stock. They can raise your dividend. They can buy their competition. They can reinvest in their company. So that's the one of the highest correlations, at least to William O'Neill and his findings in Investor Business Daily. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers. And those questions come in on the mailbag on MahoneyGPS.com. So I encourage you to take a look at our website. All my TV segments are on there, archive radio shows if you can't join us all the time, articles I write every week in a newsletter, as well as some great financial calculators and so forth. So MahoneyGPS.com. And if you want to place your question there into the mailbag, from time to time, we'll answer them right here, Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Question came in about the new retirement law. What's new with required minimum distribution? So we've been going through a whole adult life knowing at 59 and a half, we can start withdrawing from our retirement accounts without a 10% penalty from the IRS. And the other number we always remember was 70 and a half. 70 and a half is you have to take money out, or they're not going to be so kind. So let's say you had to take $5,000 out of your IRA because now you're 70 and a half required minimum distribution, and you don't take the money out. Guess what the fine is? Fine, F-I-N-E. Yes, they're not so nice. Is half of that, like $2,500. So, of course, everybody makes sure they take out their distributions at 70 and a half. Well, in the new retirement law, because people are living longer now, I know people protest and say, it's 70 and a half. I don't want to take money out. I don't need it. Well, now you can actually defer to 72. Now, again, if you're already receiving required minimum distributions because you're over 70 and a half, this does not apply to you. And now goes for people who have not yet taken money out, can now wait to 72 years old. Now, by the way, my opinion on this is very clear. At 70 and a half, you should take money out anyway. Why not enjoy it? It's Mother Nature's way of saying, taking money out of your retirement account and enjoy it. Go on that special trip you've been waiting for. Go and do a home improvement. Don't wait to 72 years old. Come on. But you do have that option, and I'm sure some accountants would say, do that. But again, I like the idea of nature's way of saying hi. Now, the way it works, requirement distribution, in the first year, you need to take about 1 divided by 28. That's about 3.5%. So let's say you have a $100,000 retirement account, you need to take out about $3,500. And that's based on the December 31st value. So fast forward, now it's 1 divided by 27, 1 divided by 26. At some point, say 1 divided by 20, that means 5% of what's in there you need to take out to satisfy the requirement of the distribution. You can now fast forward, you're in your mid-80s, late-80s, you may be taking 1 divided by 10. That means 10% of what's in there you need to take out on the annual basis. So be reminded that each year that divisor changes. So first off, starts off about 3.5% you need to take out, and 3.7, 3.9 roughly, and so forth, based on the December 31st value. And again, if you don't take the money out, requirement distribution, they're not very nice. The IRS is very unforgiving. So if you're supposed to take $5,000 out and you don't take it out, that's a $2,500 fine. So that's about requirement distributions now going forward. Age 72, you can wait to start taking money out. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers, right off MahoneyGPS.com website. We have a mailbag question here, and we're going to tackle your question. Next question we're going to tackle, by the way, is when do I sell Apple stock? But before I answer that question, Mike Bennett just offered a book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. The book is free. Here you go, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. The book's going to cover everything from taxes to wills, leaving a legacy, investments, markets, corrections, volatility. Oh my. So again, 845-371-0101. I know you could do it. I know you could be your first 20 callers. Come on, let's do it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And now the book sells on Amazon. Finally got up on Amazon for $17.99. But you're the early bird Sunday morning here, and you can get this book for free. 845-371-0101. Today's topic on GPS for your finances, questions and answers. Next question, as I mentioned, I teased you a little bit. When do I sell Apple stock? Well, first off, if you still own Apple stock, congratulations. I mean, congratulations. This stock is up over 100% in the last 12 months to what, $315 a share. And the way it's going, again, I can't always give recommendations here specifically about a stock. Disclaimer. I can give you general concepts and theories and so forth. But for Apple stock or for other companies that have done very well for you, you can consider placing a stop loss order. So let's say you bought Apple stock at $200 a share and you put a stop loss at $180. So that's a 10%. If anything happens, you can get out, let's say, a 10% loss and kind of move on to something else. But let's say the stock then goes to $220. Well, then you can raise your stop to $200 a share, which is kind of break even. And then the stock goes up to $240, and then you raise your stop again to $220. Again, that's what they call a trailing stop loss order as one of the strategies. But let's say you own 100 shares of Apple. You don't have to do all 100 shares of stop loss order. You can do 50 shares if you wanted to. But I just want to give you a strategy of what to do when you have a high running stock like this, and what you can do as a strategy, and that's consider using stop loss orders. So $220 now is the price of Apple. You now have your stop loss at $200, which is break even. Now the stock moves to $240, $260, $280. Now you keep raising your trailing stop to $260. Here we are over $300 a share. Maybe your stop now is $280, $300. And at one time it's going to peter out and you will sell your shares. Now again, does that always work perfect all the time? No, but it gives you a sell discipline. Again, if you own Apple stock, congratulations that you held it this long. What do you do with the next? Well, again, if you want to sell and hit ring the register, considering using stop loss orders. And at some point Apple will peter out, maybe a quarter earnings a report's not going to be so good, or maybe something's going to come out that's not so great, and then you'll get out with a stop loss order. So that's my answer to when do I sell Apple stock or any other high flyer you may have in your portfolio that you worried about. That's one of the ways you can do it, using a stop loss order. Specifically though, I mentioned a trailing stop loss order. How do you stretch your dollars in retirement? Another question. Great question. This came from a client, by the way. This wasn't from the MahoneyGPS.com site. So there's a lot of ways of doing it. In retirement, I think there's a law here in New York, in the Hudson Valley specifically, that when you turn 65, you have to move to Florida. I mean, where's that law? Is there a letter that comes in the mail or a FedEx letter that tells you that? So we've seen so many clients over the years start off at Snowbirds and end up in Florida. By the way, I have to say, Florida real estate, at least on the East Coast, is just as expensive as it is here in the Hudson Valley. You don't get a great break there. But again, I speak to a lot of clients who find themselves in the Carolinas or Virginia or parts. Again, I'm not, by the way, I hope you stay here in the Hudson Valley. I'm not wishing that you leave. But they find themselves in the northern part of Florida, like, you know, above Tampa on the West Coast, let's say Fort Myers, and their dollars stretch a lot further. Again, not that you have to do this. It's somehow there's a mantra. Oh, I just turned 65, I have to retire. Oh, I just retired, I have to downsize. Hey, if you love your house and you love the area and your family's in the area, you can stay put. There's not some law that says 65, you have to fly south. Though I think there is something like that. But if you really want to stretch your dollars, that is one consideration. Again, and what you want to do is find those areas. Again, there's a number of states out there that have no income tax, no state income tax, have lower property tax, no low sale. Now, over the years, you know, we try to position ourselves and put our kids in the best schools, and we pay a lot of school taxes. I don't need to tell you that. But when you move south and you don't have kids, you don't have to necessarily worry about the school district, right? You don't have to worry about some income taxes, and it could really stretch your dollar. So it's really about lifestyle. Some people stay here and say, you know what, my 6 grandchildren are here. They're in Dutchess County, they're in Westchester, they're in Rockland. I love going to the soccer games or hockey games. I'll never give that up. And I get that. But maybe go for a month in Florida, break up these cold winter months. Some people say, you know what, I'm going to go down in Florida near Orlando and my kids will come to me. All of it is a choice, obviously. So I don't want to make all your choices based on finances. And that's what I see in this question. How do you stretch your dollars in retirement? Yes, you can move out of the area, and that's probably one of the best ways to stretch your money. Now, some areas I mentioned are just as expensive here in Hudson Valley. And I'm not trying to ask you to leave either. I hope you stay. But there is a migration that's happening. We see it. We see it in the numbers. And you may be one of those people. But it's something to consider when you retire, to stretch those dollars. So then your fixed costs, your fixed dollars of, let's say, mortgage or property taxes and all those things go down. and your discretionary spending, you know, your travel and your home improvement and things you want to do go up, because now you can allocate more money to things you want to do and you're not so cash poor, or house poor as I call it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. You'll find me right here, and stay tuned. Right after us is the Casey Show. Casey has the Health and Happiness Show at 6:30. And I kind of think of Sunday morning now here on WHD as the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Hour. At 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. because with Casey's show right afterwards. And of course, if you listen to WHD, the famous Mike and Casey show, every Monday through Friday, you'll find me doing the market report at 8:25 a.m. or right after the traffic report. You know, I'm going to give you the national news, what's happening, the market indexes, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, what's happening there. Also, local business news, Hudson Valley business news, as well as the Hudson Valley Index Monday through Friday. And on the way home, and the Andy Bell show, we'll get you covered there too. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 or so. Again, he'll tell you what the closing market numbers were, what the business news or highlight that, any Hudson business news that's happening, and of course the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning or so, 5:15 in the afternoon or so. Saturday morning we take a break, and with you here every Sunday morning. So I'm glad you're joining in. Today's topic, questions and answers, and you can go to MahoneyGPS.com and place your question in the mailbox. And right after the messages, we're going to go, what's the best way to save for retirement? It's the next question coming up right after these messages. What is the best way to save retirement? We'll be right back.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for Your Finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find me here every Sunday morning right here at 100.7 WHUD. You just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, offer my books for free. What does he do? Oh, we asked him to do that. So again, to get that book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, hot off the press. It just came out 2 weeks ago, online for 2020. Here you go, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. I know you can do it. You could be the first 20 callers. Come on, let's do it. Early bird gets the worm. We also mentioned that, you know, this book is really a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning with you. So we cover areas like taxes and wills and leaving a legacy and investing, corrections, the Fed. We do it all. And guess what? In the book, we cover that too. So 845-371-0101. And finally, the book sells on Amazon for $17.99. But you can get that book for free by being the first 20 calls this morning. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Today's topic for GPS for Your Finances, questions and answers. Right off the website, MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of resources there for you, including a mailbag. You put your question right there. We're answering a lot of questions this morning. Resources I use, Invest Business Daily, Barron's, I think are the best. What's new with the requirement of distribution? Well, going forward, you can start taking money out at 72 instead of 70 and a half. When do you sell a stock, or when can you sell a stock, and when should you sell a stock? But if you have a high flyer like Apple, like this question, consider using stop loss orders, trailing stop stop-loss orders. There's some advantages and disadvantages. Nothing's perfect, but consider using a stop-loss order to give yourself a sell discipline and to ring that register. How do you stretch your dollars retirement? Well, we spoke about flying south. Now, there's a lot of ways to stretch money retirement, but one of the ways we find here in Hudson Valley is that people are migrating down south. Not that you have to. If you enjoy where you are, it shouldn't just be a financial decision. It should be based on what's right for you and your family. Okay, right before the break, I teased you a little bit. I said, what's the best way to save for retirement? And the best way to save for retirement, no doubt about it, is through your retirement plans at work. So if you work for a public company, let's say, or a company has a 401k plan, you know, each month, maybe twice a month, you get paid a proportion of that coming out. And again, of course, you have these things, right? So maybe it's 3%, 4% you put in. Maybe there's a company match. Maybe there isn't. Even if there's not a company match, it's still advisable to put money into a retirement account. Look, pensions are disappearing. Unless you work for a municipality, you're a teacher, fire, police, you'll have a pension. But for most companies, even companies like Verizon that used to give pensions, or big companies like IBM, a lot of them froze their pensions. So the only way to really kind of create a big lump sum, then turn it into some type of pension down the road, is through 401ks. And you ask somebody who has $800,000 or $900,000 in a 401k or 403b, you know, they say, gee, they did it for 20 or 30 years. And then they actually did a little bit at a time. You know, it's like working a muscle. It happens a little bit at a time, not one big crescendo. So if you have a 401k plan or 403b plan, that really is the best way to save for retirement. Any money you put in is pre-tax, saves you money in taxes right away, and that's a biggie. It's not what you earn, it's what you keep. You heard that 1,000 times before. It happens a little bit at a time, so you get this dollar cost averaging effect. So the market's way, way, way up, well, you buy fewer shares. If the shares are way, way, way down, you buy more shares, especially if you have a 10 or 15 year horizon. You really should not be investing in bond funds and these type of things that only go 2 or 3% a year. You want to aim a little bit more towards growth, stock funds, maybe index funds. And that can make a big difference, a big powerful difference. Well, you're just tuning in. You're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers. Stay tuned for Casey's show right after this, Health and Happiness Show. So from every Sunday morning, we got you covered between making you healthy, wealthy, and wise hour. I just dubbed that. Hope the case is okay with that. And of course, Monday through Friday, Finance here on WHUD, where I give the Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 in the morning on the famous Mike and Casey Show. On the way home around 5:15, well, we got you covered there too, in the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel will give you the national business news, the indexes, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break off, and here we are back on Sunday presenting a GPS for your finances. So, next question, how do you find a financial advisor? Well, here, you listening to one right here. Okay, well, that's one way. Another way, it's, yeah, how do you find a contractor? Well, you find a contractor by, you talk to your friends and say, oh, gee, your kitchen came out great. That person showed up on time. They didn't go over budget. You know, same way, too. You may have some friends that have financial advisors they're happy with. That's one of the ways to kind of get that. Maybe go to your professional accountant, attorney, someone that does your taxes, and say, you know, maybe it's time to get a financial advisor and kind of really take a look at this serious. Or turn on the WHD. No. But you can talk to your accountant and say, you know, I've been looking for somebody. Who would you recommend? They may have a couple names we recommend. So I think the best way to get financial advisor is like what we do in life or anything else. How do we get doctors? Referrals. How do we get contractors? Referrals. How do we find a dentist? Referrals. How do we find a financial advisor? I believe through referrals. Will Social Security be there when I retire? Next question in questions and answers series. Will that, yes, I do believe it's going to be there. Look, for politicians, it's a very nasty thing to say, we're going to do away with Social Security. They're not going to get too many votes if they do that, right? Also, you know, if you notice the FICA, you know, what we pay in FICA keeps going up, and that keeps dollars in the Social Security system. And remember, this was, I think, 1939 when Social Security came about, when you started collecting at 62 years old. But remember, back then, our life expectancy was 65, 68 years old. So you retire at 62, geez, live 3, 4, 5 years, and that does it for Social Security. Now we're living into our 80s and 90s, thank God. But again, what Social Security is doing is backing up. So those millennials, they may have to start waiting until 64 to get money, 68 to get money. And I think that will fix the system. I know there's a lot of scare tactics out there about Social Security. And it's my opinion, politicians don't want to touch it. It's my opinion that they'll keep raising taxes like they do and keep deferring it for other people coming in through the cycle. Well, gosh, time goes by so fast here on GPS for Your Finances. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.